You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunities.
The next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
After more than 3 years, our innovation series, The Next Idea, will soon come to an end. We've been checking in on some of our previous contributors to see how they're doing. Jamil Robinson is the founder and curator of the group Grand Rapids Area Black Businesses, and when we last talked to him, one of his goals was to establish a black business district.
The advantages of having a black-owned business district is similar to when you think of Greektown, when you think of Chinatown. It's a cultural experience.
Jamil Robinson recently spoke with Cynthia Canty.
Since we last talked, you have some big news. You've purchased a property. Tell us about it.
I have. So, following up from our interview about a year and a half ago, man, time is flying. We've actually signed the option on some property, and we're in the process of purchasing some property that can begin to be, as we talked about a couple years ago, the start of a black business district here in the city of Grand Rapids.
And where is it? What building did you buy?
We bought a former bank, so it's a old Kent Bank or a former old Kent Bank. It's in the Seymour Square Business District here in the city of Grand Rapids.
And this really is, you know, your goal is to grow this black business district in Grand Rapids. So how do you see this all playing out now that you've got this building coming?
Well, we're going to do some really great and innovative things in this space. And so we just like to thank our partners, the Kent County Land Bank, for assisting us in purchasing this property. So the property has been vacant for a few years now. And so we were looking for a space. And so when we were contacted about the space, we definitely went in, checked it out, and, you know, saw that it was right for us. And so just looking at where it's located, it's located in an area in which has high density and also has a lot of traffic, and we just look at this as a great opportunity to build upon what we've already been doing here virtually and now have a place that we can call our own and begin to build and accelerate and help other businesses grow out of the area with there being other opportunities in that same business district with being vacancy of commercial spaces. And so we're going to look forward to helping launch a lot of businesses in that area.
So it certainly sounds like this former bank is the anchor that you've really been looking for.
It is. It's really great. So the property sits on approximately, the square footage is around 4,500 square feet, which will give us a lot of opportunity to do some retail incubation in the front part, but then also do some acceleration of businesses in the back part, which would be more of a learning center where we'll collaborate with our partners here in the area.
And this is the accelerator initiative that you're launching.
It is. So we've, for the past year, we've been partnering with the City of Grand Rapids and Start Garden on what we call the Grant 5 Accelerator. And so this is be us expanding that accelerator program and bringing that and grounding that in a neighborhood in a business district. And so we've been fortunate to have and work with, over the past year and a half, 15 businesses that we've been assisting to accelerate.
What kind of businesses?
So we've been working with Malamaya Juice Bar, which is a fresh juice bar that is currently located within the downtown market in Grand Rapids. We've been working with Mosby's Popcorn, which is a gourmet popcorn shop. We've been working with a non-emergency medical transport company, Reliable Medical, for the past few months. We're working with a furniture store. So just a lot of different businesses, all great businesses that we've been working with. We've been working with a nail bar and salon, so Polished Nail Bar and Salon, and so Daddy's Dough Cookies, and so the list goes on and on, but a total of 15 businesses over the past year and a half now.
You know, it's only been a very few years since Forbes published a post that ranked Grand Rapids as the second worst city in this country for African Americans in terms of economic well-being. Do you think anything has changed in the city since that list came out?
As far as the thing that has changed has been, I guess, a heightened awareness around the disparities that exist. We still have a long ways to go in regards to moving the needle in any kind of positive direction. Right now, we're still seeking for there to be investments made. So, you know, to us in African-American communities, this is a crisis. I know some entities are treating it as a crisis, but it's been more rhetoric than investments thus far. And so we're looking at how can we increase the amount of investments into what we consider and what large parts of the country would consider a crisis. When you talk about the poverty rate for African-Americans in this city being nearly 45% of all African-Americans in Grand Rapids live at or below poverty. And then within the area of the focus or neighborhood of focus, the unemployment rate being 53% unemployment rate for African-Americans. So to us, it's a crisis, and so it needs to be treated as such. And so we're seeking to leverage investments to really bring much-needed resources and relief to the African-American community here.
I think I hear you say, Jamil, talk is cheap. Back it up with some money.
All day.
Jamil, what kind of timetable is in your mind for having a really distinct Black-owned business district up and running in Grand Rapids?
You know, in my mind, you know, I would like for it to take shape over the next 2 to 3 years. But given as long as it typically takes for transformational investments to occur, you know, I see maybe 10 years before it's really defined and really distinct and robust. So if we look at Wealthy Street, even though Wealthy Street is the poster child for gentrification in Grand Rapids, it took Wealthy Street about 10 years to be in the current state that it currently is as far as a robust business community. And so, you know, while my hopes and wishes will be that it will be within 2 to 3 years, you know, realistically and at the speed of in which capital is being deployed, I see about 10 years.
Got to pack your patience.
You do.
Jamil Robinson is the founder, the curator of Grand Rapids Black Businesses. Best of luck to you, Jamil, and thank you so very much for being a part of The Next Idea.
Thanks for having me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.